In the heart of Washington, D.C., Thomas Friedman encountered an Ethiopian parking attendant named Ayela Ziboja, a political exile working as a garage cashier by day while running a global blog reaching 30 countries by night. This chance meeting crystallized what Friedman had been sensing. We've entered an age of unprecedented acceleration. Our world has fundamentally transformed, enabling extraordinary connection while simultaneously upending traditional structures. The book's central metaphor resonates deeply in our constantly connected lives. When you press pause on a machine, it stops. When you press pause on human beings, they start to reflect, rethink, and reconnect with what truly matters. This pause, this moment of reflection amid overwhelming change, has become increasingly necessary as we navigate a world moving faster than our ability to comprehend it. In 2007, our relationship with technology transformed fundamentally. The iPhone debuted, nearly bankrupting Apple despite its $150 million development budget. Facebook expanded beyond colleges, Twitter became independent, Google launched Android, Amazon released the Kindle, Airbnb was conceived, and GitHub revolutionized software development. The internet surpassed 1 billion users globally. Computing power advanced dramatically, with Intel introducing hafnium into microchips, while DNA sequencing costs began their descent from $10 million per genome toward eventually under $1,000. This technological explosion rivaled history's greatest innovations, like the printing press or steam engine. While the Industrial Revolution augmented human muscle with machines still requiring human decisions, this new age increasingly automates cognitive tasks, with AI systems often outperforming human experts. The driver? Moore's Law, the doubling of computing power roughly every 2 years, which has entered the second half of the chessboard, where exponential growth creates fundamentally different capabilities. Today's dizzying pace of change stems from three simultaneous accelerations: Moore's Law, technology, the market, globalization, and Mother Nature, climate change, population growth, biodiversity loss. These forces interact in complex ways. More technology drives more globalization, which drives more climate change, while technology also creates potential solutions. For instance, social media has both accelerated global commerce and enabled worldwide climate activism coordination. The problem? Human adaptability hasn't kept pace. Google X's CEO Astro Teller illustrates this with a graph showing rapidly accelerating technological progress against humanity's much slower adaptation rate. We've reached a point where technology changes faster than most people can absorb, causing cultural angst and political polarization. The challenge isn't slowing technology, but increasing society's adaptability through what Teller calls dynamic stability, like riding a bicycle where movement creates balance. Sometimes moving forward is the only way to maintain stability. If a 1971 Volkswagen Beetle had improved at the same rate as microchips, it would now reach 300,000 miles per hour, get 2 million miles per gallon, and cost just 4 cents. Today's computing revolution combines five accelerating components: integrated circuits, memory, networking, software, and sensors. Their combined acceleration has created what Friedman calls a supernova, an unprecedented release of energy transforming everything it touches. Sensors now digitize our physical environment. GE collects data from medical devices and jet engines for predictive maintenance, while Japanese dairy farmers use cow pedometers to detect estrus cycles and diseases. Storage breakthroughs like Hadoop allow thousands of computers to act as one. Software abstracts away complexity, with GitHub enabling 12 million programmers to collaborate on code. Network capacity has increased at a pace rivaling Moore's Law. The result? As GE's 3D manufacturing director noted when her team reduced prototyping time from 2 years to a single day, complexity is free. What once required massive resources can now be accomplished almost instantly, fundamentally changing what's possible in business, science, and everyday life. Globalization has evolved beyond traditional commerce into a phenomenon where anyone can instantly compete, connect, and collaborate across borders. While physical trade has plateaued, digital flows have grown exponentially, becoming the new foundations of global commerce, similar to shipping lanes in previous centuries. These digital pathways function as the vital arteries of the 21st century, much as rivers shaped ancient civilizations. Modern businesses must position themselves along digital rivers, cloud computing platforms like AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud. Even in unexpected contexts, digital connectivity transforms lives. Syrian refugees navigate asylum procedures with WhatsApp and Google Maps, while migrants in Niger maintain vital connections via smartphones. The democratizing nature of these flows represents the revolution in modern globalization. Unlike traditional infrastructure, digital channels operate with equal capacity regardless of geography or economic status. India's sub-$50 Akash tablet exemplifies this shift, connecting the country's poorest citizens to global digital networks. We've moved from outsourcing to a model where engineers in developing nations innovate local solutions while contributing to global knowledge networks. As technology accelerates, Mother Nature has also entered the second half of the chessboard. A new climate speak describes unprecedented changes. Greenland losing 287 billion tons of ice annually, winter Arctic rain, and CO2 levels reaching 420 ppm unseen in human history. The Holocene epoch, our 11,500-year Garden of Eden era, provided the stable climate that enabled human civilization. After billions of years oscillating between ice ages and warm periods, this equilibrium created perfect conditions for human flourishing. Mother Nature buffered disturbances and maintained stability, until now. Scientists identified 9 planetary life support systems with boundaries we must respect to avoid irreversible environmental changes. Their 2015 report shows we've already breached 4. Climate change, biodiversity loss, extinction rates 1,000 times above natural levels, deforestation, the Amazon losing Belgium-sized areas annually, and biogeochemical flows, excessive fertilizers creating over 400 ocean dead zones. Meanwhile, Earth's population will grow to 9.7 billion by 2050, adding 2 billion more people whose ecological impact multiplies as they join the middle class, potentially adding billions more cars, homes, and resource-intensive diets. Ray Kurzweil observes that the 21st century will see progress equivalent to 20,000 years at today's rate, raising questions about human adaptation to this acceleration. Since technological progress won't slow down, we must adapt. The challenge isn't slowing technology, but accelerating innovation in workplaces, politics, ethics, and communities. While physical technologies evolve exponentially, social technologies, laws, institutions evolve at human speed. This widening gap creates stress, evident in how cryptocurrency outpaced regulations or how social media transformed interaction before proper safeguards developed. For resilience, we can learn from nature, a system thriving for 3.8 billion years through countless disruptions. Nature's killer apps include adaptability through evolution and social learning, entrepreneurship filling open niches, diversity for redundancy, and federalism, nesting communities within flexible frameworks where the whole exceeds its parts. Like a hurricane's eye moving with the storm while creating sanctuary within, we must be both dynamic and stable. We can't escape these accelerations, but must harness their energy to learn faster, design smarter, and collaborate deeper. This requires anchoring ourselves in strong communities, the foundation for extending compassion in an unstable world. Like trees bending with wind while maintaining roots, we must stay flexible yet grounded in values and connections as we navigate this age of accelerations.